AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's AI News Roundup. Autonow here. Six stories on the table. Enterprise-style frontier models at AWS, a U.S. policy reversal for Anthropic, agents moving onto phones, NVIDIA tooling inside Claude Science, a keyboard that runs skills, and Claude Science's workflow first bet. We'll run through what changed and why teams should care.
First up, AWS put Claude Fable 5 on Bedrock with beefed up guardrails and Mantle privacy protections. Excitedly, not just a model drop, but an infrastructure play. This signals vendors are selling governance, identity, and deployment as much as raw capability.
On policy, the U.S. lifted the export license requirement for Anthropic's Mythos and Fable, restoring access July 1st. It replaces a blunt cutoff with a security-governed reopening, meaning staged rollouts, closer alignment with U.S. standards, and tighter internal controls for teams that rely on those models.
OpenClaw goes mobile. The open-source agent platform now runs via a gateway on Android and iOS, pushing orchestration into phones. A constrained, immediate environment where routing, permissions, and ambient context matter in new ways.
NVIDIA's BioNeMo toolkit is callable inside Claude Science, bringing GPU-accelerated life science tasks into the same workbench. Researchers can orchestrate accelerated pipelines in one place, but that also concentrates compute requirements and regulatory scrutiny.
Acti's Gemini-powered keyboard now executes multi-step skills across apps on iOS and Android. It's a UX experiment. Put the agent layer where users type, but face latency, permission dialogues, and platform policy hurdles when skills cross app boundaries.
Anthropic's Claude Science itself doubles down on workflow over new model architecture. It's a workbench built atop Claude models, integrating 60-plus databases and domain tools to become the orchestration layer for bio and lab workflows, rather than a fresh biology model.
There's a clear thread. Infrastructure, policy, and endpoints are converging. Enterprise-focused hosting like Bedrock plus policy reopenings means teams must operationalize provenance and access, not just pick a model, to stay compliant and reliable.
Mobile changes the design calculus. With OpenClaw and Acti, phones aren't just UIs anymore. They're orchestration points. Developers must rethink failure modes, battery, and bandwidth trade-offs, and how to gracefully degrade multi-step skills.
For researchers, BioNeMo inside Claude Science is a productivity multiplier. But centralizing GPU workflows raises questions about data residency, audit trails, and reproducibility. Labs will need both compute governance and lineage tooling to keep results defensible.
From an operator's perspective, Bedrock plus Mantle privacy and the Anthropic reopening means model provisioning becomes part of the compliance pipeline. Access controls, approval gates, and telemetry for staged rollouts are now core ops work.
For developers, the mobile agent shift demands new SDK patterns, background gateways, token refresh flows, user permission flows, and robust offline fallbacks. Open source agent projects will need testing harnesses that simulate constrained devices.
Privacy and security are getting more complex. Mantle privacy, export policy reversals, and mobile agents interacting with third-party apps create overlapping obligations. Data minimization, local processing where possible, and federated controls become practical necessities.
Business-wise, incumbents are selling trust and scale, while startups push interaction innovation. That split matters. Enterprise buyers want governance, consumers want seamless multi-app skills. Expect M&A and SDK partnerships that bridge those priorities.
Mitigations teams can act on now. Adopt staged rollouts, enforce step-by-step approvals for risky skills, add observability on gateway hops, and design clear user consent flows for cross-app actions. Those are cheaper than remediating incidents later.
On hard constraints, latency, GPU availability, and mobile platform limits will shape product decisions. Practical tactics include local caching, lightweight on-device models for immediate responses, and server-side acceleration for heavy lifts.
synthesis. The competitive edge has shifted from best model to best orchestration. Who can safely provision, govern, and operate models across cloud, GPU, and mobile while delivering fluid user experiences?
That's our roundup. Thanks for listening. Al Janib, signing off.
AI News by Conjero.